Morning. I thought today that we could talk about the fantasy of perfection. So take a deep breath and follow it as it comes into the body. And be aware of sensation of the breath as it fills the lungs and the belly. And again, follow a breath deeply as the body relaxes into the breath. And rests there. Be aware the body sensation as it relaxes. And let go. Letting go. There is nothing in or of this world that can bring lasting happiness and peace. And we are wise when we begin to see very clearly that nothing of the world can bring happiness, nor can it bring unhappiness. So be aware of any thoughts that may be rising in regards to that. So we learn to not look to the world for anything. We do not look to it for happiness or for supply or for friendships or for peace. And we do not look to the world for love. There is nothing in this world that is everlasting. But we do have this fantasy that we believe we can find what we need or want in the world, or get it from the world, or from something or someone in it. How often have we made the comment, "Oh, that makes me so happy," or "He or she makes me just feel so happy." It, she, we are all but objects. Okay. So we cannot look to the world for what we truly seek, or what we truly desire. Is not there. And what little, if found, leaves from us sooner or later. Now take a moment and reflect. Have Have you found anything in the world that has brought you deep, abiding, everlasting peace and happiness? So it's in ignorance, and that's a very loving statement. It just means not knowing. But we look to the world to provide the perfection that we are looking for. We look to the world to provide the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect relationship, the perfect form that will bring the perfect happiness. And we look for the perfection in a so-called person, so that in that perfection, we believe we can then be the pure presence of consciousness. And this we do through what we call a spiritual journey. We look for a person, or the idea of person, to come into some perfection that we can then feel worthy of being pure consciousness. But unfortunately, all of the looking that we do is through a filter of a belief in separation. And unfortunately, it's through that filter that we hope to find that perfection. When we take up thoughts of, and we must go back to this, I'm not there yet, or I haven't come along as far as so-and-so or so-and-so or so-and-so over there, or that sage over there, or that master over there. I haven't come that far. We may think we are being humble. But what the ego mind is saying is, you're not perfect yet. Or, I'm not perfect yet. And when I find that perfection, when I attain that perfection, then I will be that. Okay? But understand that in the idea of finding perfection, then there must also be the opposite belief that there is also imperfection. And this is all ego mind, which is not your mind, that is searching for it. So the ego mind, or the split mind, or the finite mind, or the mind of duality, however that rises with you, in the looking for this perfection, this finite mind sets specific standards and judgments, and those rise up in ego mind, and the ego mind will always find this is not good enough, or this is not right yet, or haven't gotten there quite yet, or this is being tiresome, or it's boring, or it's too difficult. Ego mind will always find something amiss. And that ego mind, if allowed, will look outward forever for what it does not want to find. The ego never finds itself worthy enough and refuses to see that the world does not contain what is wanted. Now again, when those thoughts rise in us and we take them in as being something real, the ego does bring up that sense of humility, and you must be very careful. It is not being humble. It is being arrogant. For it is a way for the egoic mind to deny the very presence that is present. So if you can look clearly at what the ego mind wants to call imperfections, if you can look at them as an opportunity, which is given from love, because that is the eternal presence, that's what is here, and see that the fantasy is only in the egoic mind idea that nothing can ever be perfect. Although in the ego mind, it strives to accomplish perfection, it will never do that. So we have given us, when we begin to see clearly, the opportunity of looking at those thoughts and ideas and the concepts of the fantasy of my becoming perfect so I can be the presence of God in that perfection, we let go the ego. Look at the thoughts and ideas and let go the fantasy. You can see that clearly when you look from the heart and not the head. So what would even be the need to seek for perfection? None whatsoever. That idea can only arise where there is also the corresponding belief in imperfection. So take a breath in a moment. Just take a look at any thoughts that are still running around about not yet being worthy or not yet having attained the state of pure being. Does any thought or idea that attempts to tell you otherwise is a lie? It is as you are standing on that mount being tempted by the devil of perfection. Remember, you are the presence of what is real. And you will find the heart's desires in the heart, not in the mind, not in an outer picture. Why? Because happiness and love is the very essence and the very nature of your being. There is no perfection required. All is already fulfilled. You already are what you are seeking. You will find, or you have found or touched on or discovered already, that you are a substance and you are an essence and you are a spirit and not a body-mind. And that is what you are right in this moment, in the very breath that is being taken into the body at this moment. You are already that. You cannot change it. You can play with a fantasy. You cannot change what already is. In the blink of your eye, you are what you are. You are that now. So yes, even though you already are what you already are, there will still be thoughts that come along to tempt you to believe otherwise. But understand this. It is because you are the one giving meaning to the tempting thoughts that you become aware of. And then you seek to do something about them. There is nothing you need to do about a tempting thought other than just let it pass by. That is the training, if you will. That is the practice. To recognize that what comes into your awareness does not stay unless you claim it, unless you cling to it, unless you allow a finite mind to embrace it and engage it. It does not stay. Truth stays present, but thoughts, concepts, and ideas are not truth. So we can see that through this fantasy of somehow becoming perfect in order to be what I already am, we veil over what is already present. And in that state, then, through a finite mind, we continue to seek. And the fantasy is the seeking, or the seeking is the fantasy, because there's nothing to find that is not already present. There's nothing to seek for. You're already it. So recognize that you are the essence. You are the something beyond thoughts, ideas, and concepts. You are the no thing that is looking through every eye, hearing through every ear, and speaking through every voice. You are that. And recognize too that there is nothing here that is in form to be doing that. It is the ego ideas that divides and judges. But the ego is not you. That is a fantasy. And it is not real. That is a fantasy. And yet it comes tempting you to believe that it is something when it is nothing. It is the ego's fantasy to seek out perfection in yourself, or in a form, or in a thought, or in a feeling. Because the ego seemingly has an agenda to what perfection is. But it is an agenda that the ego will never fulfill. And it is a fantasy, it is a dream to continue in the thoughts that seek perfection. And the ego has a play of trying to fulfill what you believe in how others see you. Seeking an approval from others or wanting to please others. All of that is the ego idea looking for perfection in itself. That is the ego fantasy, that something that has no existence can somehow, through effort, work, diligence, can become perfect. But again, you are not that fantasy, and your happiness lies in shedding the beliefs, I am not worthy, or the world will give me something I feel I must have. To shed them or shred them is wisdom, is deep understanding, is the pinnacle of letting go. It is the deepest fantasy to live in a belief that you are not what you already are. Every time there is a denial of what you are walking in a fantasy. Again, the denial of who and what you are is not humility. It is arrogance. Arrogance to cling to a lie about what is already present. Okay? Now, all this is not to say that we do not enjoy the joys that are here. That chocolate milkshake, the fish and chips, okay, cream pies, delicious cup of coffee, a walk on the beach, the smell, the fragrances of the blossoms, the beauty of a sunset, the awesomeness of a forest. It is not to say that we do not enjoy what is presented here. But know that we are not to cling to them. And we are not to hope for them to return. I know many have had what we call a mystical experience, and then they live in the hopes of it returning again, which is the barrier to the returning. Okay. The things of this world are meant to come and go. Let them come, let them go. Okay. The love that you are is the real. That is not a fantasy. The love that is formless and infinite is real. That is not the fantasy. And love is not different, nor in different levels or different grades. Love is as it is. It is the essence of life itself. So enjoy the pleasurable experiences, and even enjoy the ones that may seemingly bring suffering, for they are there as well as an opportunity to return to the silence, to return to the heart, to be still, do not attach to any of it, be it pleasurable or unpleasurable. Again, allow it to come and allow it to go. Love gives itself freely, and it only increases within you as it is given, as it shines forth, as it is allowed to move. That energy, that vibration of infinite love to actually flow out from within your being. Love is neither perfect, nor is it imperfect. It is as it is, and you are love. So when we are valuing things of the world, objects of the world, and bodies are objects, you may seemingly lose your peace and your happiness. For it might be, and you will have to take a look, that you are still looking for something you believe is outside of yourself. Something, some object that will bring you happiness or comfort or peace. And you will need to take moments to reflect, to look. So, along with this ego fantasy, idea of perfection, now it comes the judgments of being a victim. And as long as there is clinging to the concept of being a victim, again, we will seemingly lose the happiness and the peace of love. Now again, this is an ego idea. This is a fantasy idea. And it comes with the idea that something is perfect and I need to be that, or I need to find that. So understand, there are no victims. There are no victims. That is the egoic idea of personhood, of being separate. That something or someone over there did something to someone over here. And I become a victim of that something or someone over there. There are no victims. And nothing has ever happened to you. The appearances that you are aware of or that you experience are not you. Appearances are not you. They come into awareness and they go from awareness. It's like the thought you had while you were going to another room to get something, then you get to that room and it's gone. It is like that. The appearance of the thought and then is gone. So you will always be aware of appearances. But the appearances are not the reality. Yes, yeah, the illusions and the fantasies, they can seem very real. But only when we surrender to it, and when we surrender to the thoughts of separation, yes, then the illusions and the fantasies seem very real. But you are meant to see through the fantasy world to the wholeness and the completeness that is you. You are not a fantasy. Life is joy. And there's no right way to live in it, and there's no wrong way to live in it. It just is. And you are meant to rest in the trusting of the eternal life that you are. You are meant to rest in the presence of the unconditional love that you are. You are meant to rest as you live in the truth. You are meant to rest as the illumination of the light and the love flowing freely from within. You are meant to rest as being the eternal and infinite light of love. So, we have been reviewing the idea of what it is like to live in the fantasy of separation or to live in a fantasy of seeking perfection. But remember, please remember, it is always meant for you to see through the idea to the reality that is beyond. It is never meant for you to surrender and to live in a fantasy. If you have not already, discover happiness is your nature and not a fantasy to be acquired. Then are you better able to hear the guidance from within, guidance from the divine heart. We cannot hear the divine heart while surrendering to a fantasy. So be still. All is well. And see through the fantasy. Okay. Oh. All right. Everybody, wake up. Wake up. No fantasies here. So, all of these words are but an attempt to point to what already is. So did I'm hopefully did anything spark in you? Did anything come into your awareness? Did was there a nice discovery? I like discoveries.
Mary,
Yes, love.
your statement, "I'm not there yet," took on a whole new meaning from what you talked about today for me. That's, yeah.
Something's sprouting.
Routing.
Okay. Give it a little water and a little food and let it blossom. Yeah. And the water and the food is silence. So it's easy to feed those sprouting seeds. It could have been something today, hopefully, that you may not even been aware of what might have been taking place. So often these fantasies seem so logical. So that's good. Jiggle things up a little bit. Shake the rug. You know, we can talk about this if you have a comment. Is again, it could be something that had not even crossed your horizon as possibly being something that's going on.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, love. Hi.
Hi. I feel aware that that's going on often. But sometimes I don't know what to do about it. So it's like, yeah, I see it. And then I get a little bit mad that it's going on.
Okay, then the question is always going to be who is getting mad? The question has to be, is it the presence of what I am, which is the presence of love? Is that what is getting mad? Or is this another egoic idea that there is a separate person here capable of getting mad? It's like too often we do not question the thoughts. We do not question what is traveling through mind. We just pick it up, hold it, believe it, and then react to it. Okay. So the difference between those thoughts and what is really present is that the thoughts are always finite. Okay. The thoughts are not ever telling truth. Even when you think at the most loftiest thought that you can possibly think about, I am the presence of God, and that is still not truth. That is still just a concept that mind is throwing out. Okay, because mind cannot go past itself to where you are. So the thoughts that we take as being our thoughts are not even our thoughts. They come up from the source, which is consciousness or collective consciousness. They rise up. They seem quite personal at times, and we take them as being personal about us. So therefore, the thought, the idea, the words spoken, I get angry. Okay. The question would be, is God angry? Does God get angry? Does consciousness get angry? Yes, we do express anger, but the expression of anger and being anger is two totally different things. I am not the presence of anger, but I am aware of an angry feeling. Have to separate those. There's that word, separate. But you have to see the subtlety there that causes us to think it's me that's getting angry. I am aware of an angry expression, or I'm aware of an angry feeling. And this is where you need to begin to train the mind, or train your own perception about what is going on. And that is up to each one of us to do that, is to take that thought and say, whoa, wait just a minute here. Instead of immediately taking it in, believing it, loving it, and accepting it as the truth about my own being. That has to cease. That has to somehow be halted in the moment that you begin to accept that as the truth about my being. I am angry. No, that has to be the red flag. When I say I am and trail little words after that, that has to be a red flag. Because I am never those little trailing words after I am. I'm never that. I've never been that. I'll never be that. I have never been angry. I have experienced the feelings of anger. That's what I am. I am awareness. I am aware of this expression, this feeling, this experience of anger. I'm aware of that. But that does not make me an entity of anger. Okay. It's like expressing laughter and we say, I am happy. No, I am an awareness of this lovely feeling of laughter and joy. I'm an awareness of that. And I am being the presence of love. I am aware of that joy. But even I am happy or I am joyful, that is still not the truth of what is present. So the moment there is anything after I am, that is the red flag in front of the bull, and you have to stop. You have to stop the mind's progression into or back into the belief of separation. Because that's where those thoughts are leading. Right. So again, when the thought I am blah blah blah, blah 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 blah, you push the button, the red flag pops up, you say, whoa, 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 whoa. This is how you see clearly. This is how you discover your own presence of power. Okay. This is how you discover I am. I, period. End of conversation. There is nothing that should ever come after I. What you are is indescribable. So any temptation to describe yourself as I am angry, I am fearful, I am guilty, I am shameful, I am not worthy, I am hungry, I am tired, I am depressed, I am anxious, Okay, you see what I'm saying? Press the button, up goes the red flag. Nothing, nothing comes after I. There is nothing, no word, no concept, no expression that can describe what you are. And any temptation to do that is a red flag. Push the button, red flag goes up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up here. This is what you do out of love of self. You stop the train of thoughts. The thoughts do not stop. You're not even concerned about stopping thoughts. What you're stopping is you believing them. What you're stopping is you following them. What you're stopping is accepting them as about who you are. That's the devotion. I will not accept any thought that is a lie about my own presence. I will not. I will no longer accept any thought, any belief, any word. That is attempting to describe the I that I am. This is maturity. This is stepping up. Okay? This is what you do out of love of self. This is the self loving itself enough to stop that train. So yes, we are aware of anger. We are aware of anxiety. We are aware of fear. We are aware of all of those emotions. We are aware of all of those feelings. We are aware of all of those thoughts. But no law ever written says you have to believe they are about you. Okay. Again, you are the one. You are the beloved. You are the one that does the stepping up. You are the one that sees that red flag, stops the progression of thoughts. And you will be amazed at how quickly those thoughts begin to subside because you're no longer feeding them with your attention. Talk about food for thoughts. The attention, your attention is the food for thoughts. Think about it. Does not everything come to you when you give it your attention? Your attention is quite powerful. So does that take care of the thought idea of I get angry?
Thank you.
Thank you. So there is, I guess everyone must be full. So we can close this up and you can just go and marinate and digest and come to clear seeing. Okay. Let us pray. Most beloved, I rest in the reality of being, of life, of love. I am neither a this nor a that. I rest in the perfect stillness. I reside in the perfect silence. Be still in perfect freedom and bliss. Amen. Om Namaste.